What a lovely picture. A sweet sister at prayer, hands clasped tightly to her breast, eyes closed. But how your breath catches when you hear my voice. It certainly must have been difficult for you these past few months. I've whispered temptations to you each time you've come to pray. My hot breath in your ear, raising goosebumps on your skin. Delicious girl, you know that I cannot touch you unless you ask me to. Why don't you throw off that silly necklace and let me caress you? You've knelt on this stone floor for hours. Surely your knees must be sore and tired. Wouldn't it be delicious to rest? To lie back? To be stroked and massaged by my hands? My hot little tongue? To have my soft breast pressed to yours, filling your hands as you squeeze them and rub your thumbs all over my hard little nipples. Look, if I stand close to you, you can see them clearly. I'm not wearing a single stitch of clothing. Little nun, open your eyes and look at me. My soft breasts. My round hips, my sweet pussy, dripping for you already, mere inches from you. All you have to do is touch me. All you have to do to touch me is ask. A plague take your wretched little bauble. That rosary won't keep me away forever. Perhaps you prefer me in my male form.
Do you like this form better, little nun? Muscular and tall and regal, with this marvelous cock wrapped in my hand. Ready to service you. My mouth is just as talented in this form, sweet nun. I can still make you moan and squirm and sing for me on this chapel's cold stone floor and fill you up to the breaking point afterwards, too. Yes, look at me, beautiful. It's all right. You can't help but peek. You've never seen a man naked before you saw me, had you? Your very first cock. In the flesh, so to speak. You crave my female form too, you naughty thing. But you're not as tempted to look. Her form is familiar to you. But not mine. I'm deliciously foreign. Lovely. Hard in all the places that you are soft. Would you like to feel? You were so close just now. To reaching out and seizing what you wanted, lovely girl. Why not reach out and take me? Have me for your own. You've dreamed of it. I can see it when you dream of me. It draws me. Those dreams make you toss and turn and grasp at yourself under the sheets. As soon as you wake, you snatch your hands away from your body and fall to the floor to pray that temptation will be removed from you. Yet the dreams only grow more heated, don't they? trained in chastity, yet craving every sort of depravity. Shameful. You should control yourself, little nun. Yes. Control yourself. You shouldn't dream of me in my female form, plunging my tongue into your sweet little pussy. You shouldn't dream of me in my male form, bending you over that altar at mass and taking you from behind, my hips slamming into yours as I stretch you out. You shouldn't think of how soft my female form's hands would feel playing with your clit, pulling that chaste nun habit all the way up your hips. You shouldn't think about riding my cock, sweat dripping down your body as you come, screaming on top of me. You shouldn't, but you do. And you know what else you think of, little nun? You think of how easy it would be. One touch, one word, and all that tension is released. All that longing met beyond your wildest dreams. Do you know how long I've had to study how to give the human body pleasure? Hundreds upon thousands of your lifetime. All you have to do is ask. I can smell your arousal. You're so wet. You're trembling as you squeeze your hands together, pretending to pray. But you aren't praying. You're listening. You're imagining my words. Touch me, beautiful. Better yet, touch us.
Surprised, little nun.
Both of my forms exist within me simultaneously.
It's a simple matter to split myself into both forms at once.
So you don't have to choose.
You can have both of our bodies, hot and eager against yours.
You can be impaled on my cock.
While your mouth is filled with the sweet taste of my pussy.
You can feel my strong hands roaming your body.
While my soft ones tease and caress you.
All you have to do is ask.
What was that, lovely?
You need to be very clear if you want me to touch you. You have to ask for what you want.
Where do you want me to touch you?
You want us to kiss you? Of course.
Finally, your mouth tastes so sweet, little nun, like innocence and prayers.
Place my hands where you want them to go. I can feel you squirming and panting as I kiss you. But you need to say the words, or I can't touch you.
Tell me what you want. Whisper it to me, lovely. Naughty girl. That will ruin your dress. I love it. It's so cold in this chapel. Your nipples are hardened into tight little points. Let me warm them with my mouth. If you squirm too much, you're going to tempt me to bite you, lovely.
Or hold you down by force.
Though, of course, I'd never dream of doing so against your will.
But by the rush of wetness between your legs just now, I don't think you would be unwilling at all.
I'm going to move behind you. Lean against me while he lifts your dress, like in your dream.
With pleasure.
Don't worry, dear nun. I'll continue to play with these lovely breasts. Feel how my hands squeeze and play with them. But my male form has somewhere else he would like to use his mouth. Such delicious noises you make. I can taste you in this form, too. I can feel every sensation from both of my bodies. I can feel you quivering and drenching my mouth with your honey, grinding your pussy against my hot mouth, thrusting my tongue in and out of your tight slit. I want to taste you up here, too. Kiss me, little nun. Time to switch.
I'll take my place behind you as she kneels between your legs. Little nun, lean against my chest. I'll keep you upright as your knees begin to weaken more and more. Give me your hand. Place it on my female form's head. You can make her do whatever you like. Succubi don't need air. You can press her mouth up as hard as you like into your pussy and hold her there for as long as you wish. Go on. Try it. Good girl. Take your pleasure. Give me your other hand here. Touch what you denied yourself earlier. Yes, it is big. Bigger than any human man. But it will fit. That I promise you. Stroke my cock as one of my forms licks you from below, and the other whispers in your ear and plays with your tits, pinching your nipples and running my hands from your breasts, down the plane of your stomach, down to your hips, lifting your dress so you can see what I'm doing to you. Look at how you writhe with pleasure against me, grinding against my female form's face, rolling your ass against my cock as you stroke it with your soft little hand. A depraved, dripping, mess. I can feel your pussy twitching, getting even wetter as I whisper to you. Let go. Come for me. Let me drink up all your honey as you ride my face. That's it.
Delicious.
Oh, good. You taste so good, beautiful. Turn around. We're moving so that I can find a better surface to fuck you against, little nun. The floor is cold, even for a demon.
I'll clean off the altar. It's the perfect height.
You've already desecrated the chapel, dear. Fucking you on the altar isn't going to make it any worse.
Let's remove the rest of this dress. You don't need it anymore.
It looks much better on the steps to the altar.
And I can finally touch you everywhere without any of it getting in the way.
I'm going to lay you back on the altar and step between those gorgeous legs.
It's all right, little nun. Relax.
Fuck. You're so wet. When I run the head of my cock along your slit, it's completely drenched. I can slide it right in with hardly any resistance at all.
Fuck. Oh, you're right.
So tight.
Untouched.
Pure.
Perfect.
I'm gonna fuck you harder now. You can grab onto the altar if you need to.
What a gorgeous picture you make. All stretched out around my cock. My hands holding your hips as I pound into you. Let me rub you a little bit as my male form fucks you. It should help with the stretching. That's right. That's right.
That's a good girl. Little slut. Gorgeous little nun. So fucking needy for cock.
Look at your eyes roll up. You'll never worship anything else but me from here on out.
Yes, that's right. Squirm for me. Good girl. Squirm.
Wet little whore. So eager to be thrown against her lord's altar and taken.
Too good and pure to be seduced by just one demon.
Oh no, you greedy thing. You wanted both.
My hard cock.
My soft pussy.
My strong hands gripping your hips.
My sweet lips in your hair, murmuring filthy things in your ear.
Don't come just yet, little nun. I want to feel you wringing my cock as I unload in you. Be a good girl and wait for me.
We'll come together, darling nun. I've been very patient, waiting for you to give in.
You'd give anything to just keep feeling this pleasure forever and ever.
Even give up your soul, wouldn't you?
Don't look at me with such wide eyes, darling.
First taste is free, after all.
But someday, you won't be able to resist the memory of tonight.
You'll call out for me.
And I will be lying in wait to devour you.
To show you pleasure forever as I feed on your soul, making you come over and over and over again.
Until you extinguish like a candle.
It can last for millennia of your time.
And at the end, you'll still be begging me to make you come just one last time.
Fuck, I'm close. You're tightening up so much around my cock.
I think you like my offer.
I think you're thinking of accepting.
Why don't I give you a preview of what's to come for you if you do? Come for me.
You did beautifully, darling. You were absolutely delicious.
I look forward to playing with you again when you call upon me.
But don't make me hunger for you too long, little nun.
Tonight was just a taste.
Poor little thing. I wonder how long you'll be able to resist.